Welcome to Cold Café for the 16th day of January, year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Dayo Valverde. Welcome. This is Cold Café. We're going to look at a very brief but very powerful passage. It's from Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, otherwise known as 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 29 to 31. And this is from the New International Version of the Bible. And the devotional is called Temporary. Temporary. Ready to get into God's word? I am. Verse 29. What I mean, brothers and sisters, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they do not. Those who mourn as if they did not. Those who are happy as if they were not. Those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep. Those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them. For this world in its present form is passing away. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, I pray this is a tremendous Tuesday, dear friend. I pray this bring a blessing that finds you well and enjoying the fullness of life through Jesus Christ. Have you been remembering to pray for those on your church's prayer list? Have you been praying for those who have asked prayer from you? Have you asked that God come into your heart as Lord and Savior? If not, this is the time to do it. And enjoy the fullness of life because you are living life through Him, with His mind, with His eyes, with His love. Well, this passage reminded me of a story, one of my favorite TV preachers. I've had quite a number that I've enjoyed and been blessed by through the years, some that have just agonized the heck out of me. But the late Reverend Dr. E.V. Hill, pastor of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Los Angeles, California, was one of my favorite. He had a strong delivery. Also helped that he was a native of Texas. He was born in Columbus, Texas, down the road from us. And he was raised right here in Seguin, Texas. He graduated from high school here, and though he was a Methodist at the time, went to a Methodist college, served the majority of his life as the pastor, senior pastor of that huge church in L.A. Well, he was once invited to preach, as he was several times on TBN and other television programs, but he was invited to preach at a church that was in a very affluent community in a state up north. As he and his wife were driving through this town, they were amazed at the homes, the cars, the lawns, the richness of the buildings. And he commented to his wife, "Something is missing in all this." She, of course, had to ask, "What do you think is missing?" He said, "Graffiti." She laughed and knew that he was up to something, that he was working on his sermon. And as he began his sermon a little bit later on, he shared that same impression of this community, the rich homes, beautiful lawn, manicured lawns, the cars, beautiful, expensive cars, and the buildings of this town. And he said he had noted that there is no graffiti anywhere. And he said he was this close to buying a paint or can of spray paint and spraying just one word on all the cars, on the homes, and on the sides of buildings. And that word, he said, was the word temporary. Temporary. Can you imagine waking up with the shock at anchor that someone has come to your brand new car or your brand new home and spray painted in the middle of the night the word temporary there on your side door, there on the beautiful white brick of your house? And then E.V. went on to preach a powerful sermon on how the things that we place our trust on or trust in soon fade and die. Well, the Apostle Paul hits the same topic in a bit more shocking way. Paul is not attacking materialism directly, but he is saying we need to work on our mindset. This passage speaks of a way of living that transcends circumstances and embraces a deeper reality. We'll examine that as we walk through this short but powerful passage. The short fuse of time. Imagine when you were little, or can you remember when you were little, lighting the fuse of your firecracker and thinking, you know, this is how much time I have. Well, Paul kind of says the fuse is lit, and time is short. Now, this is not a call to start a countdown, but a gentle reminder from the apostle that life is fleeting. And the older one gets, the faster it seems that time flies. I still shake my head thinking Christmas kind of flew by. The new year started just moments ago. So the apostle is calling on us to be intentional. Hear this, we're calling us to be intentional, to recognize that our choices hold weight, and to embrace the present moment with an awareness and appreciation of its preciousness. Hear that? Second thing we should see is living as if not. Now, Paul shares several paradoxical statements that may trouble us a bit at first reading, such as, from now on, those who have wives should live as though they had none. That's not giving us liberty to go and seek others. Or wives, for you to go and seek another husband. Then he says, those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who buy as though they had no goods. Now, this is not advocating for emotional detachment. It's a call to find our true center in something beyond the fleeting joys and sorrows of this world. It's a reminder that our ultimate fulfillment, our greatest treasure, lies not in worldly things, but in our connection with God and the values of his kingdom. A marriage without Christ may be a shallow one. A life lived without the hope of Jesus when it ends leaves behind more than just grief. Present, yet ungripped, we are called to experience life deeply, to cherish relationships, to mourn losses, and to partake in the world around us, but we are also called to hold these things lightly, recognizing they are not our ultimate source of purpose or security. We are not defined by what we own. We are to live like sailors, catching the wind in their sails, propelled forward, but not tethered to the mast. We embrace the journey, savoring the experiences, yet ultimately trusting in the steady compass of God's guidance. Yesterday we spoke of adventure. That's the whole purpose of an adventure, to enjoy the first step to the last step, enjoy each step, and just being in awe and wonder of the one who made all things possible. The present form of this world is passing away. Paul reminds us this isn't a call to despair, it's a liberation. It frees us from the pressure to chase fleeting friends and find ultimate security in the shifting sands of circumstances. It encourages us to invest in what truly matters, our relationship with God, the building of his kingdom, and the legacy of love that we leave behind. So, friends, what can we take from this? Very short passage, but very strong on the lessons we should learn. Number one, we can live with intentionality. We should recognize the preciousness of time and invest our energy in things that hold lasting value. Number two, we should find our true center. What's at your core? We cannot let our worth be defined by worldly possessions or fleeting circumstances. We should anchor our identity in God and his love for us. Number three, embrace life fully, but hold it lightly. We should cherish relationships, enjoy life's gifts, and experience our emotions deeply, but we should not let them control us. And number four, we should invest in what matters. How about we focus our energy on building a legacy of love, a legacy of service, and a legacy of faith that will outlast the passing world? Let's pray. Loving God, grant to us the wisdom to live with intentionality, recognizing the fleeting nature of this world and clinging to the truths that endure. Allow us to experience life fully, yet holding to it lightly, always pointing our hearts towards the eternal values of your kingdom. Let us be witnesses to your love. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. I love you. I thank you for joining us. Here's your call to action. Go forth today living intentionally, investing in what matters, and let the light of Christ shine through you. If this has blessed you, pass it on to others. Let everyone know this is a ministry with a purpose. And I pray again, you receive my love and my thankfulness to God for you. Again, I say it, I love you. You matter to me, you matter to God, you matter to a lot of people. May the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.